Both the House and Senate have to do their jobs. The House continues to do its job. It's time for the Senate to get serious about doing theirs. Well, when you look at the number of bills passed by the House and the paltry number of bills passed by the Senate, you can see where the problem is. Chairman Ryan's done a very good job of outlining very serious offers, but we can't get Senate Democrats to say yes. It is time for the other chamber to get serious about getting this work finished.
Same old in Washington. That was the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, talking about a possible shutdown again. You have got to be kidding me. Could we take it, America? Another shutdown costing us yet more money? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All roads lead away from Washington, D.C. There is no doubt we are weary of the people who represent us, and that's why every poll that comes out, the number gets tinier and tinier, doesn't it? It's going to be teensy-weensy by the time we get to the beginning of the new year, single digits. And the reasons why are pretty apparent. Some of them, Boehner just spouted off. So House Democrats are lining up against the stopgap spending bill, and the Republican leaders might bring a vote next week on a short-term continuing resolution to adopt the $967 billion sequester-level spending cap. The pushback from the Dems this week has been almost across the board, whether they're centrist kind of Democrats, extremely liberal. They're saying they're going to stick together in opposition to this measure, that they're not going to do it. So then what happens? Then, as I said, there's a possibility of a part two. What are the chances that they're going to broker an agreement? Budget negotiators think that they can reach an agreement before January 15th. But boy, we have no evidence of that, do we? I don't think so. And deeper sequester cuts is part of what the Democrats are saying they won't stand for. They won't stand for it. So there's no way that we're going to cut into low-income programs. That if the whole purpose is to beat up on poor people, they're not going to support it. So now all of a sudden they're playing hardball ahead of this possible shutdown. There is some political risk in that. As I said, we do not have the appetite to continue. We're weary of the people who represent us. I don't think it would go well for the Democrats. If we had another shutdown, you're going to have sequester cuts anyway. I don't think so. No CR they would have to worry about until that same date, by the way, January 15th. And trust me, how quickly did this year go for you? Oh, it was like a bullet train for me, how fast it went. It's crazy. So we'll be at January 15th before you know it, and we'll be talking about what's ahead in 2014. Speaking of that, a couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, in our next show, we have our Nail the Score, because we got four games left in the season. Maybe somebody's going to nail the score and win all the prizes from the America Tonight prize closet. Dave in Vermont did it. Chris in Connecticut did it. You could be next. It's in our third segment of our third hour of our next show for two segments. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Then you call in, guess which side's going to win and what the final score is going to be. Plus, we have our cheap movie reviews coming up later. All the big movies are starting to come out. This is Hollywood time because they know people have off. And especially kids have off for a week, 2 weeks. And they'll go to the movies, whether it's with their parents or not, or whether it's with their friends, that certainly takes place. So this is when they make their money, now and in the summertime. So don't forget, we do our cheap movie review. And Stephen Shohat will be back with us to help. He's going to do Saving Mr. Banks, which is the movie about Walt Disney and the woman who created Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins. So when I say we're weary of the people that represent us, you're certainly not surprised as well that this Pew Research Center study came out that showed that most Americans do not believe that we have a foreign standing anymore, where we are head and shoulders above others, where everybody's looking to us. They're looking to us for help, but are they looking to us in different directions, meaning we're number one? You say the president is the leader of the free world. That's because the United States is perceived as having the biggest muscle in the land. And now not so much. Not so much, according to the Pew poll, saying that 51% who took the poll feel as though the United States is not number one in most people's minds. So who's number one then? China? Russia? Could be. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, really played the president of the United States in the Ed Snowden deal. And that alone and a few other things also for Russia might put them on the list of 1, 2, 3. It's kind of like college football. We have our own standings. Who's one in the standing? Who's two? And who is three at this point? So they send Joe Biden to the rescue to try to make sense of it and have some conversation over what's going on with an air defense zone problem between Japan, and the Chinese are not backing down. They want flight plans if anyone's going to be in their airspace over those islands. So how about that? I'll tell you, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to give you some odds and ends because of some of the things that I happen to come across during the day that'll blow your mind, including pot-themed type of parties or trips to some of the Colorado ski resorts. All right, this is no joke, though. The NTSB yanked the rail union from the investigation into the fatal New York commuter train derailment. The word is that the engineer fell asleep at the wheel, so to speak. Initially, he was blaming the brakes, but apparently he nodded off, and that's why he hit the curve headed to Manhattan from the Bronx that was supposed to be 30 miles an hour at 82 miles an hour. 82 miles an hour. Four people were killed. Almost 70 people were injured, some of them pretty seriously. And he did that nod thing that I guarantee some of you out there have done, where you were trying to push it to the limit, get somebody to school, go further along on a road trip to get to a better stop in your journey, and you start to nod off. Oh, the worst. And that's what it looks like. That's what's going to be the claim from the engineer, that clearly he did that thing where he nodded off. The alcohol tests were negative. They're going to bring back the results of the drug test. But how upsetting would that be to have lost your husband or your wife on that train because of the fact that he nodded off? Stay with us. Pot parties, skiing, Colorado. We'll mix it up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now that we are getting the technology fixed, we need to go back, take a look at what's actually going on. Because it can make a difference in your lives and the lives of your families. If you've already got health insurance or you've already taken advantage of the Affordable Care Act, you got to tell your friends, you got to tell your family, tell your coworkers, tell your neighbors. Let's help our fellow Americans get covered. Let's give every American a fighting chance in today's economy. I've always said I will work with anybody to implement and improve this law effectively. You got good ideas? Bring them to me. Let's go. But we're not repealing it as long as I'm president.
All right, that is the president talking about, hey, forget this idea of taking this law back. And many of you would like to see it put back in the bottle, wouldn't you? Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. And this is the buzz across the land is over the pain so many people are feeling over Obamacare. It's very real. If you're listening, you're hearing people that are sharing their stories, whether it's Dale in Missouri, whether it's Tina in Washington, or Jake in Austin, Texas. I'm getting a lot of email on this, and a lot of people are calling. And I appreciate your candor, because this is the face behind the reality of this law. It's not just statistics that we're reading. And somehow they're missing this. Every time this, I mean, honestly, every time the positives of the Affordable Care Act are being sold to us, whether it's the president, Kathleen Sebelius, Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, or somebody else, there's no people behind the statistics. So tell us these stories that are incredible, where somebody was desperate for health care, has an incredible affordable rate, and can still afford to feed their family and themselves and clothe them and do the things you need to do. And yet, they have this wonderful thing called healthcare that's really working for them. Because it's the opposite. So people had healthcare, they felt like, whew, all right, I'm covered. And they could still breathe and get a hamburger on the weekend at McDonald's with their kids. And now it's not an exaggeration. when you have doubling and tripling of your insurance rates and then crazy deductibles, well, you got to pay for it. Who's paying for it? And on top of it, you're forced. This is forced down your throat. So it's not an optional thing. You have to have it, or you get fined by the IRS. And wouldn't that stick in your craw to get a fine by the IRS because you don't have health care? And then it also highlights your taxes. So you want more scrutiny on top of that? People are worried about it, and I don't blame them. So far, I haven't seen anybody really sell this where I say, oh, okay, so maybe I just rushed to judgment. But I don't think so. The problem was right from the very beginning. It was too convoluted. Here's 2,000-plus pages of healthcare and little bits and pieces you could pull out, but understanding and interpreting the whole thing, woo, that was tough. So if you have a personal story to share, do it. Either call us at 855-266-5283 or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. All right, you really want to get upset with the federal government? You really want to get upset? How about the State Department? They spent $200,000 almost in a pre-shutdown boozy affair. $200,000. So people are trying to shut down, realizing, oh my gosh, how long are we going to be gone? What's going to happen? And what happened is in the final month of the fiscal year, the State Department spent $180,000. It racked up a total of more than $400,000 for the year for three times the entire liquor tab for all of 2008. And I love this. The Washington Times did a breakout of it. Because here we love the numbers. We want to hear the statistics here. Here's some statistics. 5,625 in gratuity wine at the embassy in Rio de Janeiro on September 29th, followed by 5,925 in gratuity whiskey on the day of the shutdown when it first began, 22,000 plus in wine at the embassy in Tokyo, 15,000 in bourbon and whiskey in Moscow. Wow! And then the State Department bought 415,000 worth of alcohol in fiscal year 2012. So that was 25% more than the year before. So it seems like each year they're adding to the booze tab. What's that about? You would think with so many people poring over backgrounds and records right now that they could be really careful about this. And what they'll say is that what taxpayers don't understand is you have a looming government shutdown, then you have a use-it-or-lose-it mentality. So somebody's spending tens of thousands of dollars because they have to. The government's shutting down. Let's get rid of this money. Let's booze it up. Invite your spouses or the girl that you're flirting with, and let's do this thing. But we are so in debt. Why blow all this money? Man. It's crazy. $200,000 right before the shutdown on a booze fest. Wow. Wow. It is crazy. All right, I promised that I would talk about this. It's only fitting that when you live in a state that has legalized marijuana, I want to see how many people are moving to marijuana, that you would plan trips centered around the said marijuana, and that's what's happening at some of these Colorado ski resorts. They're inviting people in. Hey, you want to get high and go skiing? Come to Beaver Creek. You'll love it. Is that a good selling point, or is it a negative selling point? That's the part I'm not so sure of. I think it's a positive selling point if you ski and you're one of those people that soak and bake at the same time, if you know what I mean, with the hot tubs. Wow. I love the encouragement, though. It's so crazy that you have two states that can do that, actually more than that, but the two that just passed this past year touting it, embracing it, instead of ignoring it. So acknowledging, oh, yeah, 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 they're having a trip, but it's a pot trip. Wow. Only in America, folks. Only in America will you see that. It's American ingenuity. All right, how about this? When you talk about getting ripped off by what you have to pay and how you're stuck when it comes to health care, truckers, I just was reading this. There's a new toll that has really upset truckers. It's in Fort Lee, New Jersey. $100 to drive over a bridge or through a tunnel. As of Sunday, that's what's happening to the truck drivers trying to get from there into Manhattan. And this is the third of the toll increases passed since 2011. So it means only a 75-cent increase for car drivers using their pass system. But what a huge increase for a truck. I mean, that's crazy. That's almost unaffordable. What is it? It's almost unaffordable, too. So I would think the idea is to not worry about it, to not deal with it, because getting hit for a few cents more if you're just driving the car versus being the truck driver and you end up paying $100. And usually, I mean, certainly people are dropping things off in New York, but a lot of times it's a pickup and then they're gone, but they're stuck now because they would probably have to show some kind of proof. Wow. And what would that be? I don't know, rappers from places they hate or some such thing. I don't know. You know, we just had Black and Blue Friday, and here we are Tuesday, just a few weeks left before the Christmas season, and people just cannot contain themselves. I think they think that they are gladiators when they go out there and say they're going to buy something. And in San Francisco, they arrested a suspect in the shooting and robbery of a guy who advertised a PlayStation 4 for sale online. The girlfriend apparently was with him, and she did not get hurt. But how creepy is that? All because it was on a site, and he had been contacted, and he trusted that contact. Ooh! I'm climbing over the wall. Climb over with me here on America Tonight.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's always about what are the names of the hurricanes now and how many hurricanes can we expect and trying to predict the suckers. And there's always a big hubbub about what NOAA has to say. And they haven't been very accurate, if you've noticed, on hurricanes for quite some time. My friends at the National Center for Public Policy Research pointed that out to me this morning when I was drinking my coffee. I was actually reading something that they had pushed out. I said, I say this on the air. We joke about it, but it's serious. So David Ridenour is with us. He's the president of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, so first of all, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate your time. And tell us about this predicting. Is there kind of, they have a worse record than Madame Cleo, I think, when it comes to predictions.
Well, first of all, maybe we should talk about what they predicted this year, and then we can take a look at what they predicted over the last 10 years. This year they predicted there were going to be 7 to 11 hurricanes, 3 to 6 of which were supposed to be major hurricanes. You know how many we had? We had 2 hurricanes, neither of which was major. In fact, they were Category 1 hurricanes, and if you blinked, you might have missed them. So it wasn't a very active hurricane season at all. They missed it, between 5 and 9 hurricanes. You know, it was pretty close. But, you know, this is not an unusual year. If you look back over the last 10 years, they've been wrong 7 out of the last 10 years. And then when you take the 3 years that they were right, in 2 of those years, they had a pretty expansive range. And they barely made it. They made it by 1 hurricane in 2 of those years. One more hurricane would have been would have been gone. It would have been wrong again.
So, what is the danger of NOAA issuing these hurricane forecasts? I mean, listen, if I'm the CEO of Home Depot or Lowe's, I probably am okay with that because people may run out and get storm stuff, thinking, "Oh no, did you hear the predictions? I gotta make sure I got everything ready to roll in case we have a hurricane." If I'm in that business, but why do you think this is just crazy off the rails that we have the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration wasting time? I guess I'm answering my own question, wasting time on, is that part of it?
Well, there's lots of reasons why it's a problem. The primary problem, I think, is that it undermines the credibility of the agency. This is the same agency that tells people in Florida, hey, you better watch out because in a few days you're going to be hit by a major hurricane. People start questioning the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration because they trot out these forecasts that are wrong time and time and time again. They run the risk of people not believing them when they actually do know what they're talking about. And when you take a look at their record, when it gets to being a week, 5 days ahead of a storm, they're pretty reliable in terms of being able to determine the path of a hurricane, the intensity of a hurricane, when they're that close to it. 6 months out, they don't even have a notion as to what they're talking about. And it's clear they don't know what they're talking about.
So it's a credibility killer, then?
It's a credibility killer. I understand also that it's costly because there are some insurance companies that adjust their rate based on what they anticipate the coming season to be. There are people who invest a whole lot of money in preparation for hurricanes, so people are running around chasing their tails, spending money when maybe their money might be properly spent elsewhere. I'm not saying that they shouldn't remind people that, hey, look, the hurricane season is just about to start. Be prepared, be watchful, all this. But when it comes to giving a precise forecast of the number of hurricanes, since clearly they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, maybe they just ought to give that up. Funny thing, in our press release, we mentioned something about Donald Rumsfeld, who had a great quote, and I just think that maybe the folks at NOAA should listen to it. He said back in 2002, this was in reference to the possibility that Iraq had supplied weapons of mass destruction to terrorists. He said there are known knowns, there are known unknowns, but there are also unknown unknowns that are things we do not know that we don't know. And that degree of candor should be something that is reflected over at NOAA, because there are things that they simply don't know. And, you know, they can do Monday morning quarterbacking and explain, well, you know, we were wrong because of this, you were wrong because of that, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm sure that during the Middle Ages, when they applied leeches and they just didn't work, somebody would say, well, you know, we just didn't apply enough leeches, or maybe we should have used freshwater leeches as opposed to others. But so I'm having a lot of fun in NOAA's expense, as you can tell.
Yeah, no kidding. You brought up something that was interesting, though, the insurance aspect of it, because I have family members that live in areas where you could get hurricanes, and, of course, they pay through the nose when it comes to insurance.
Right.
So that's what happens. You're right. When they start to predict the hurricanes, a lot of times they'll get a giant leap in what their premium is because of the hurricane side of things. And I'll tell you, it just made me think of this right away, that NOAA could also be in danger if this would continue to happen, if somebody wanted to go after it. You could look at a lawsuit if you were to look at how much money somebody was losing over the years because of their predictions. I mean, it would take a lawyer doing a lot of digging, but I don't think it's that far-fetched that it could get dragged into that, because I know for sure that a lot of people have seen rates really go sideways, and a lot of that is because of the predictions, not because of a hurricane that happened a couple years ago, or, oh, we had that big one
right.
25 years ago, and remember Andrew and what it did to Southern Florida and what happened in Miami. It's because of what they're predicting. So they could be directly, that could be directly correlated to certainly to what we're seeing in the rates. And can you imagine, David, if they got embroiled in a big lawsuit, a class action suit even? Who knows?
Well, I'm sure that the insurance companies are working right now on ways to send rebates to all those customers because, you know,
right, because they don't want to deal with that.
They wouldn't dream of profiting off of it.
Yeah, certainly not. Certainly that would not happen. It's funny, you know, bringing up the Rumsfeld quote, which I love that quote. There are known knowns, then known unknowns, and there are also unknown unknowns. And these are the things we don't know that we don't know, which, I mean, is hilarious and is so, so true when he said that. And this idea with the hurricanes, that's why, like I said, it hit me as soon as I got it today, and I was thinking about it, because the hurricane season just wrapped up, am I right, over the weekend?
It just wrapped up. Now, that doesn't mean that there can't be a hurricane, like, next week, but
right.
Over 90%, I think it's like 97% of all hurricanes that occur between June 1st and the end of November. So it's still possible that there will be a few, but I can tell you one thing almost absolutely for sure. They're not going to get to the NOAA projection. We're at 2. Their lowest level in May, lowest part of the range was 7. There's no way we're going to have 7 before the end of this year.
And you brought up a good point. I think the thing to do here is you realize what you are good at, and you gave them cred. They're good once you get in, when you get closer to the storm. So why not just focus on that instead of hyping up and predicting? Because, you know, what ultimately, how many man hours and how much research is going into that? I'd be curious about that. We don't know for sure. But I bet it's got to be pretty significant, wouldn't you think?
Well, it probably is significant, but, you know, I have no problem with them crunching those numbers and internal talking about that, because, you know, the only way to test whether or not your models work is to crunch the numbers. And
yeah.
Eventually they may get to the point where their forecasts verify a lot better than they do right now. I will tell you one thing. At 7... times wrong out of 10 outings, I wouldn't be trumpeting that at all. But, you know, one of the reasons why they do that is that they want to simplify everything for the public. It's, you know, the public likes the idea of scientific certainty. It's very, very comforting. But it's about as real as if you like your health insurance plan, you can keep it.
That's a shot. Absolutely. Yeah.
It isn't real. And science is about uncertainty, and I think that they're missing a huge educational opportunity here of explaining why they think there will be more hurricanes than usual and what the possible mitigating factors would be.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, this was a lot of fun. You have to come on the show more often. You got me going, David. This was good. We'll see what the listeners have
to
say. President of the National Center for Public Policy Research, David Ridenour, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Indication that he would have had time to get full restorative sleep.
That's correct.
The results from the alcohol breath tests were all negative. The results of the other tests are still pending. Simply put, based on these data, there's no indication that the brake systems were not functioning properly.
All right, so that was Dr. Earl Weiner. They're talking about the train crash, the derailment in New York, and the fact that we know that William Rockefeller, the engineer, nodded off. That's what we're hearing, that he nodded off. And so the brakes are fine. Now we wait for the drug tests. And look out, because there's going to be a ton of lawsuits. Plus, the driver, Rockefeller, as I mentioned, could be charged with involuntary manslaughter, reckless endangerment charges, which is most likely, it depends on what might roll out of this. But if he fell asleep, I think for certain that's probably what's going to happen here. The final destination would be Manhattan's Grand Central Station. And they're saying it's going to be restored by Wednesday morning, so it should be up and running because of the investigation and then having to haul off the trains, the whole thing, piecing it all together. And the NTSB is just waiting for a couple of other things to find out about this commuter train accident that happened very early on Sunday. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are in our final turn of this hour of America Tonight anyway. So the wreck was, as we said, falling asleep at the controls, the nodding off. And got a couple of quick emails here. One from Doug who says, oh, are you kidding? Nodding off? I used to drive a truck and people had war stories about nodding off. However, now with the way they make you do the logs, it's really tougher as long as you take care of yourself to not have that happen. It's tougher to be in that situation, but there was some terrible accidents with people because, other cars, because people that were driving the trucks were exhausted as they had tried to piece too many runs together. Just my two cents. And here's one from Shell who says, Kate, you know, I don't think I've ever nodded off, but I certainly have been exhausted and I have traveled far distances in a car. So usually what I did was I would pull over, I would take a nap, or I would, wherever it was that I ended up, I would stay the night if I was on a long distance drive for work. I never really tried to push the limits too much because I was fearful of what could happen if I tried to do that. Yeah, and in the case of the driver, they're saying that by all accounts he would have gotten full on sleep with the schedule. He switched his schedule. He used to be nights and then he went to days, and there's a big difference with that, as all of you know, since many people listening to me are either insomniacs, third shifters, or that's just the way the rhythm of your body is. And now it's very common around the clock for people to be much more awake at night than they are during the day and vice versa, depending on what it is that you do. But there's no doubt about it. No rest is no rest, and nodding off is nodding off. And he said he nodded off. Originally, he was blaming the brakes, but I guess when he was prodded a little bit more, that I don't know that for sure, but it seems like that's when that all dumped out. And I said, starting off the show, how many of you have fallen asleep at the wheel of a car? How many of you had that weird moment where you just lost track of time? That's what it is, that nod. That's why I think of the ways to keep yourself up. Rolling the windows down, chewing gum. That's why you had Red Bull and all the other things to keep you awake. The 5-hour energy, which you see everywhere you go. It's at the counter. I mean, people are downing those things for a reason, to stay awake, going to school, working a couple jobs, being exhausted from a new young baby, or whatever it is that's keeping them from getting sleep. And barring taking Ambien or something else, and this is to get to sleep, then on the other side of this, people are trying to do the best they can to stay awake in certain circumstances. But this is not a funny circumstance. I mean, 30 miles an hour, 82 miles an hour, nodding off, not good. He caught himself, but it was too late. 6 seconds prior to the train going off, that happened. So I think he gets charged. I do. I think he'll, and nothing else for sure, there's going to be so many lawsuits that are going to be filed. This is going to be tied up in court for quite a while. I mean, without a doubt, it's going to be tied up. All right, I want to finish on this one. I mentioned this earlier, too, this Pew study that the public says America's world leadership has tumbled to a 40-year low. Do you think that? Do you think that in the eyes of other countries, that we're not the supreme world power anymore? You know, they say about the president, he's the leader of the free world, the most powerful man in the world. Is that not true anymore? This new poll, it's kind of scary, actually, finding that 53% of people believe that the U.S., as I mentioned at the top, is not playing as big of a role as a world leader than just even 10 years ago. And that's the highest number they've had since 1984. 70% say that the U.S. is respected less than in the past, and that almost matches the high that was reached under President George W. Bush, who, when he was running the first time around, especially, remember the current president was saying that it was going to be a new day, a different day. He was going to reverse what had happened under Bush. So I think that is an incredibly interesting statistic. And that if you break it down even further, the fact that 51% think the U.S. does too much in helping solve world problems, we never thought about that before. We just go and help whoever needed it. Oh, there's a hurricane. Oh, there's some other humanitarian cause. We were there, we were there, we were there. And now that's pretty much being portrayed as, this isn't full on the best idea at this point. And I said this earlier, but to me, the one statistic of this new Pew Research poll that really sticks out is the fact that just 31% of the public say that the war in Afghanistan has made the country safer from terrorism. That is a low number, my friends. 31%. Do you think that's true? 31%. Wow. That is low, low, low. Doesn't get any worse than that. And the 70, so you combine that with the 70 less respected in the past, and that basically we're not yielding any power. And these are Americans saying this about America. That's what's interesting. And finally, one last one for the road for you. How about a union front targeting, you know, those fast food workers, protests for higher money, push for a higher minimum wage. You know, it's $15 in Washington state. So the Restaurant Opportunity Center, which is a union, is hiring a national campaign director to push the center's budget to, you know, to pump it up since it's partially funded by taxpayer money. That's nice. The Restaurant Opportunity Center. Half you and me and half let's get out there and raise some money. So they encouraged the whole fast food strike thing. And finally, that's upon us. And has any of the conversation turned there or not? They're building on, I think, some earlier protests at fast food restaurants. They're going to stage demonstrations in 100 cities on Thursday. They're targeting Washington, D.C. and Boston. Their city councils are considering minimum wage hikes. Should minimum wage be $15 like it is in Washington state? I don't know that you're going to get many cities to agree to that, or many states to agree to it like Washington did. I think they maybe $1 or $2 more. I don't know that you'd see it pumped up to $15. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.